Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. We're chatting with the president and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, Shad and I will be bouncing a couple questions off of Charles, focused on some of the recent news out of Mexican property, and then also the focus on the current drilling that's going on in Alaska at the Unga property. Let's start with the results that came out June 3rd. These are sample results from the Oso Negro property in Mexico. The headline says that the company discovers new veins and also samples over 1,400 grams per ton silver equivalent over 1.2 meters. Let's start off with these sample results then. Good results, high-grade results over some widths that range from between 1.2 meters to almost 2.5 meters. Charles, give us just a little recap of the sample program here and how that is continuing to move this Oso Negro property forward, please.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much, Corey. Our Oso Negro project is right in the middle of some very good deposits in this part of Mexico. And we purchased it last year because we saw some very high grades and they'd never been drilled. So our next step was systematic sampling. And as you commented, you know, the main Prospecto vein, we've got 360 meters of strike, averaging 420 grams silver over 1.3 meters. So great grades, locally extremely high kilo plus numbers, excellent targets. The other veins returned some really good results as well. So we were talking offline before, if we were a bigger company, we'd be drilling here tomorrow, but we'll finish our Unga project and then can't wait to drill at Oso Negro.
So, Charles, what are we seeing then in terms of the news release says 360 meters of continuous high-grade silver and gold? What does that mean for what a follow-up program would have to focus on?
Yeah, so we now know at surface it's good. The next question is, does it continue or how far it continues to depth? So the project's never been drilled before. So we will drill in that core area where we got those good results. And then we also announced we increased the land package by over 10 times. We knew of some extra veins to the west. And then we even found an entirely new vein corridor that wasn't known about. And so got some great results from the Habia zone, you know, up to 1,500 grams silver equivalent in some dump samples. So we'll work that up as well. But now we've got a big land package with some really good high grade at surface and plenty of old workings to tell us that it's pretty interesting. It's never been drilled before. In fact, for people who follow our social media, we put a day in the life of a geologist on the weekend and showed over the day a field review of the Oso Negro project. So if any of your listeners want to go and look at Heliostar Resources, just look back to Sunday and you can get some more pictures and clarity as we work through advancing Oso Negro to drill it.
Well, Charles, another thing I think is interesting, speaking of expanding your land package there, is your proximity to Silvercrest Resources and the projects they're working on. Will any of their drilling work that they've done inform some of the follow-up drilling you do at this project, seeing as how they've had success on some of those projects? Will that inform your outlook moving forward?
Yeah, obviously. You know, I think we've got an interesting scenario. At Oso Negro, we've got the large land package and they've got a small inset. Whereas at Kumaro, we've got the smaller inset and they've got the large land package. I was on both projects a couple of weeks ago. They're aggressively drilling at Picacho. You see lots of drill pads and they've got the three rigs at site. So definitely what you learn across the border has a big influence and vice versa.
So then, Charles, it sounds like we're going to be getting a little bit of a pause when it comes to the news flow out of Mexico, because the drill has been turning at the Unga property in Alaska. How far are you through that program and what's it look like in terms of news flow, please?
Yeah, as we've discussed before, we think each of our projects could be company makers. The ones in Mexico are just earlier stage, so we're working them up. We've still got some more news to come from La Lola and Kumaro, but definitely everyone's attention is at Unga. We've now got 32 drill holes completed. We've got three rigs drilling, the one diamond and two RC holes. We're expecting to get our first results We've been telling late June, but we might actually be able to surprise people. We might be a bit ahead of that schedule. So you'll start to see the first results. We've got about 5 holes completed in the resource area. We've got nearly 20 holes drilled in the Apollo Sitka trend. And now we're getting going and getting a number of holes completed at Aquila. So you'll start to see lots of news come. The advantage of getting going so early in the year is that we're getting results out of Alaska when most companies are just mobilizing. So it's a unique project like that.
Charles, it sounds like there is a lot of exploration work underway and slated for drilling at Unga. And I'm assuming in addition to the RC drilling, the diamond drilling is testing some of those targets at depth. But I've got to ask you, between the various targets at Aquila, SH1, and Apollo, which one is producing the most interesting results thus far, or which target is the one you're most excited about seeing the assay results come back on?
It raises a funny question. So the resource, as you said, the diamond drilling is just stepping out looking to expand. It's clearly a good area that we think can grow based on the open intersections. With Apollo and Aquila, the VPX and I have a bet on at the moment. I've backed Apollo and he's backed Aquila as our favourite targets. So we've got, you know, I've probably got a bit of an advantage in that Apollo was the old mine that produced high grade. So you know it's there and we're just looking for extensions of it and the more base metal rich parts of it. So I personally think that's an excellent target. I've got a bit of an advantage that we started there. We've got about 20 holes into that area, and I think our first results will be from Apollo. But Aquila is also an excellent target. The discovery we made last year is just open to expand. So we're picking between favourites, but just internally we've got a little bit of competition going.
Charles, just remind everybody of this overall program then. How many meters are going to be drilled? What's the budget and how much money does the company have to satisfy that?
Yeah, so we closed the raise in April to give us about $8.5 million. We're committing $6 million of that to the program. We believe so much in Unga that there's no point being conservative there. So we will deliver at least 7,000 meters. We think we should be able to do better than that because we're already over 3,000 meters of drilling completed. And so we should get results from that continuous from the next couple of weeks all the way through into the third and fourth quarter of this year.
Charles, just bring everybody up to speed then on the overall strategy here. Simplify it for everybody because the company does have projects in Mexico, which you are doing some work on, a bit more early stage work. But then again, the real focus here being the Unga property in Alaska and the drill program that's ongoing right now.
Yeah, Unga's clearly our flagship project. It's more advanced. It has the 384,000 ounces at 13.8 grams. So amazingly high grade, really robust vein. But we think the district can be much, much bigger than that. So our first step is to get to 1 million ounces and then ultimately show the full endowment of the district. So with this year's drilling, we want to expand the resource, expand the Aquila discovery, prove up the old historic reports of the extension of the workings at Apollo and put together 1 million ounces. Then that would allow us to permit a mine and also come with a re-rating that would make it easier to unlock the full potential of the district. So a very clear strategy on unlocking Unga for Heliostar.
Now, are you expecting a resource to be coming out here, say within the year after this drill program, or is it going to be post that?
Yeah, I think it'll be more of a 2022 for the formal resource. We just want to show that we're well on that pathway with this program.
Okay. And really just, yeah, showing that some of the historic work there and also the work that you're doing shows potential of, well, a potential mine, but also there's still just a lot of exploration work to do here. So in terms of then news flow, summarize it for everybody then. What should we be focused on?
Yeah, so you'll see our first set of results in the next couple of weeks from the Apollo area, and then we'll systematically show the results from SH1 and Aquila, and hopefully we have the success that we think will come. You know, we've talked before that these are extremely high probability targets. This isn't wildcat exploration based on the success that we had last year. So consistent news flow showing that Unga's a much bigger project and we're rapidly on that pathway to 1 million ounces. And then we've also got some drill results still to come from La Lola in Mexico, some surface work from Kumaro. So you'll see those as well. But I think right now the market's looking for us to deliver at Unga. And so that's what we're keenly focused on.
All right. Charles, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Charles regarding Heliostar and the Unga property or any of the projects in Mexico, please email me, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will follow up. But in the meantime, we'll wait for some of those drill results, some more news to come out of any of the projects to follow up here with Charles. Charles, thank you for the update. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's going to be an exciting summer for us.